Joining us, again, standing up for good cops and good firemen, is Jimmy Walter, spending his own money. And, boy, they better watch out now because he's already spent three-plus mil exposing 9/11 and giving my video away, giving other videos away, selling some, trying to recoup some of it. But now he's just spending his own money to help get treatment to the firemen and police officers. Jimmy Walter, good to have you on with us. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex, for having me. And I'm really, you know, that friend of yours, that cop, that he's really getting the shaft there. Please do something about that if you can.
Well, I'm sure there's more to it. I mean, I know for a fact these black bloc people work for the feds.
Yeah.
And they're called provocateurs.
Mm-hmm.
Agent provocateurs. Jimmy, just in a kind of a thumbnail sketch, tell us about yourself, for those that don't know who you are, your website, and your movement, and then let's get into what you're doing, exposing what's happening with the WTC cough.
Yes, sir. Well, I got into the anti-war thing almost from the beginning because I started researching after 9/11 what was going on and found out in the international press that Saddam Hussein, in fact, fought al-Qaeda tooth and nail and had no weapons of mass destruction, no poison factories. Yet the mainstream media was lying about it. And it was just absurd. So I started running full-page ads back then. And after mission accomplished, I ran into Eric Hufschmidt at one of the anti-war rallies and got his book and video, but never gave him the time of day. I thought, hey, the impact, the fires, that's what brought down the towers. No way they were brought down with explosives. I had him for about 6 months until a friend of mine cajoled me into watching them, and then I knew from looking at them in slow motion that those buildings were blown up with explosives. There's no doubt about
it. Well, since then, Larry Silverstein says they blew up seven.
I know, on tape, but the Federal Emergency Management Agency must have missed that movie because they don't know how it happened. So you have all these conflicting stories. But all that notwithstanding, when those buildings were exploded, everything in them, the computers, the chairs, the desks, the concrete, the ceiling tile, those smoke detectors with a Mercurium 241, the computers with over 400,000 pounds of lead, the asbestos in the ceiling tile and other parts of it, and the protecting the metal beams from fire was over 200,000 pounds. Enough mercury from all of fluorescent light bulbs to contaminate 2,500 city blocks, the highest levels of vanadium ever recorded on the surface of the earth, including volcanoes and the burning Iraqi oil wells. And yet, the White House Council on Environmental Quality censored the EPA from warning the people of New York about this on September 13th, 2 days afterwards.
Now, let's go over this. Their own report then that came out later said it is this horrible toxic waste dump, asbestos, mercury, all of it. And Bush said issue, and this has come out, mainstream news, issue a false report, tell them it's fine.
Where did you see this?
Oh, that came out about 2 years ago when he ordered them to censor the report. I'm sure you heard about that.
Well, I know that it was censored. I don't. If you could get me a copy of that order, I'd sure like to have it.
Yeah, I'm actually finishing up a new film right now. I'm even putting those articles in the film, yeah.
All right, good. Which reminds me that I also have to tell you we are giving away a free DVD of the event we put on last year at September 11th in New York City. It has a clip from your Road to Tyranny in it about the 1993 FBI bombing of the World Trade Center. And we have David Ray Griffin, David Von Kleist. We've got Tartley, Swicker, a whole bunch of really good people. It's edited by Ed Bagley, Jr., and it's absolutely free. If you go to reopen911.org, near the bottom of the home page, you'll see the link to the form to fill out to get your free DVD, which we're going to be going to start printing, I think, about the 1st of February. We've got it in a final thing, shipping it to the DVD manufacturer today. And pass it on to your friends. Absolutely free. It's over 4 hours long on 911 absolutely free.
Well, that's exciting. We'll give out that info again in a second. But getting back into the firefighters, I mean, it's admitted that these buildings were coated in asbestos, and that there were all these lawsuits going on. There was going to have to be all these funds.
They weren't allowed to use the respirators in order not to scare the public. That's in the report, too.
That's right. Go over that. Oh, don't wear respirators because you don't want to scare people.
Right. And the firefighters now, they've lost all their hairs. Gordon Skinner's coming out with a movie. He's got some of them in it. They've lost their hair. They can't work. Half of the guys down there can't work anymore. Half of the cleanup crew have serious respiratory problems. Children in the schools around there have serious respiratory problems, and all because of these lies. And if anybody dies, and somebody's going to die from it, at least a shorter life, that's second-degree murder. And if they don't die, it's aggravated assault in the first degree.
Well, I want to stop right there, because when I was at Ground Zero a few months ago, I would talk about this, and firefighters would be nodding their heads and come up and shake my hand. But I found that most of the police, I've got them on video while I'm talking, I'm sitting there talking to them, all lined up with their machine guns in front of Ground Zero, you know, in their Darth Vader outfits. They were laughing at me. And I don't know how it's funny how they laugh at me when they admit that this asbestos did this, when it's been all over the news, when New Scientist magazine did the chest scans with an MRI and found all these problems. I mean, I wonder why they're laughing.
Well, they're laughing because they know that even though you know, you can't do a damn thing about it because they got the guns.
Yeah, but it's killing them. So it's funny that I'm trying to save them or that you're trying to help them?
You know, you can't understand, A, the people down there were selected to be down there, and two, so you can't judge all cops by them. I was in New York protesting when you were there as well. Some cops give you a hard time. Some cops treat you right. You just got to be careful.
Oh, no. I mean, exactly. I'm talking about the special, you know, SWAT team cops.
Right. But those guys are, you know, Bush now has a Praetorian Guard of 13,000 troops and people.
Did you know there were 66,000 police and military on hand at the coronation last week?
It was pitiful. $40 million on that. It's just ridiculous.
And I've got a clip where they're going, "Our great leader, look at him. Praise him. Let America know you love America."
Did you read his inaugural speech?
Yeah, he said liberty 16 times, and he said freedom 20-something times.
But he said, and then there came a day of fire. He's speaking out of the Bible. He is getting ready for Armageddon. This guy is stark raving mad.
I know.
Read the last line. I sent out an email. I dissected everything he said there.
Well, what he's doing
is afraid. Be very afraid.
He's trying to invoke and manipulate good Christians, but it's very cynical. The guy's a Luciferian, but Jimmy, let me add this to what you're saying, because it's all important. He talks about, and the evil will come across our borders, and all this cryptic language, and then Mr. Stewart from The Daily Show said, "What, have we elected the dungeon keeper?"
The gatekeeper, I think.
No, I mean, certainly he's getting ready for World War III. He does have a messianic complex, like Hitler did.
Yeah. And did you see how cocky he was? If you read that speech, he doesn't think anybody could stop him. But that's the whole point about this health issue. There are no Arabs. There are no Muslims. There are no hijackers involved in this health issue. There are only United States, New York, and New York City, and government officials involved with a clear, documented, papered trail.
And it's admitted. They knew.
Wants to testify. Huh?
They knew. They covered it up. You know, it's like getting Al Capone on tax evasion.
Exactly.
You can't get him for the murder and the racketeering. You get him on something small. But it isn't small. We're talking about children and citizens and police.
It's aggregate first-degree battery is a second-degree felony, and they'll start ratting to get out of the jail. That's what it'll do. The whole thing will come unraveled.
Incredible. Stay there, Jimmy. I want to talk about it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we're back live with Jimmy Walter. We're about to go back to him in just a second. I want to keep him with us a little bit into the next hour. We're going to go to Mark and Ron and Jason and Eric and everybody else that's patiently holding us well. And there's so much other news coming up that, believe me, you do not want to miss, like the neocons calling for executing anyone that criticizes the government. And this isn't Michael Wiener Savage. It isn't and psychopath culture, ultra liberals that they are. Ultra-communists that they are, literally, by their own definitions. I don't believe in all those definitions, but that's what they're closer to on their false spectrum. Now it's the Washington Times with articles. Let's just start executing people. Cy Hirsch, the most award-winning reporter still alive today. I mean, just he's a legend. Let's execute him. They're serious, folks. If you want to find out why the globalists are so afraid of us because we're exposing them, if you want to find out about the New World Order, get my preeminent film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Buy one copy of this 9/11 film. Each additional copy is $5.95. Buy one copy at the regular price, almost 3 hours. Each additional copy, $5.95. American Dictators, my newest film, documenting the staged election of 2004, 1995. Each additional copy, $5.95. Get four or five copies, or get one copy and make copies, whatever. Or call toll-free to get any of my films, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Bunch of different specials going right now. Just call, ask the operators about the different specials. No obligation to buy. They'll answer your questions, 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping carts, read about all the different specials, watch free video clips of the films, and order them right there if you'd like to. And then don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch all of my documentary films there online. You can watch a bunch of other films we've posted there, books, my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Back to Jimmy Walter. Jimmy, yeah, let's go over this for people. Now, we have the government on paper, admittedly, telling the firefighters, don't wear your respiration mask, it'll scare people, cover this up. Then the EPA report's covering this up. I mean, we're talking about those buildings were pulverized. Everybody saw those plumes of white debris covering, you know, much of downtown, well, lower Manhattan. Break it down for us.
The worst thing even than that, Alex, I got to inject this. They're about to bring down the Deutsche Bank building down there, and it is full of this stuff still in there. And it's going to create a new poisonous cloud, and the EPA, which is now members in it now, are refusing to acknowledge that there's a problem at all, saying it's a standard demolition. But this stuff that's in there is the same stuff that poisoned everybody else, and it has high levels of radioactive americium 241, hundreds of thousands of pounds of concentrations above normal in lead, mercury, et cetera, and it's so bad. Just people who live in the area are still coming down with this thing called the WTC cough. It's a new medical diagnosis. Yet the EPA and the New York Health and New York City Health still maintain there's no problem.
Have you seen the New Scientist article where they scan the lungs?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they conclusively prove their lungs are full of this stuff.
I'd like to send me that article too, would you?
Sure, I'll need to get your email. Well, it's obviously on the website.
Well, we'll get together. But this stuff, this is the silver bullet. They can't dodge it. There are no hijackers, no Muslims, no Arabs involved here.
Now, you know Al-Qaeda put the asbestos in all those buildings.
Yeah.
You know it's their fault, and if you're for the firefighters or with Al-Qaeda.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two on this 24th edition, this Monday, 2005. We're talking to Jimmy Walter. He ran full-page ads in major magazines and newspapers around the country, exposing the fact that Saddam didn't have any weapons of mass destruction and was against Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. He then spent over $3 million running TV, radio, and print ads, exposing government complicity and prior knowledge in 9/11. And now he's helping fund lawsuits in New York for the firefighters and the citizens and the police. Major publications like The New Scientist have done studies, CT scans, CAT scan scans of the lungs. They're full of asbestos and mercury and concrete dust. And now they're going to blow up another one of the big buildings and demolish it down there. You saw the clouds, ladies and gentlemen, and they told the firefighters, as the government's own report, don't wear breathing apparatus the first few days because we don't want to scare people. And I can't believe some of them actually follow those orders. But we got on air and said, don't send your money to the Red Cross that steals it, which they were caught doing, of course. Send your money to these local charities. Mail them a respirator. Mail them masks. And we did that. Of course, that's because we're evil. If you truly support the police and military, you just don't really support them, and you just say you support the president. That's part of the new double think. Jimmy Walter, continuing with this.
Thank you, Alex. But they can't dodge this health issue bullet because the real EPA inspectors, before they fired them all, have the results. They warned them. Dr. Kate Jenkins called the people up, say, you can't do this. And it wasn't just for a couple of days afterwards, Alex. This stuff stayed in the air for months.
Well, it's still there. It
exactly.
Still smells weird there. Giant piles. Just thousands of tons of all this garbage on top of buildings, in the streets, blowing around forever.
Highly pulverized, super fine, so it floats and it lingers, and it's got radioactive isotopes in it, mercury in it, lead, asbestos, vanadium. Who else knows what else is in those buildings?
We're talking about masses of asbestos.
Right, but the news item here is that the Deutsche Bank building has not yet been destroyed, and we really need to mount a campaign, especially the people in the neighborhood of New York City down there, because they're going to be poisoned again.
Now, I don't have a map of the buildings in front of me. I know Bankers Trust was right next to the South Tower, and they're going to leave that. Which one is the Deutsche Bank?
Well, I really don't have it on the map, but I can certainly get it for you in a few minutes, and I'll be working as we talk, in fact.
That's another building full of all this stuff.
Right, but if you go to our website and then you click on the link down there for the World Trade Center Environmental Organization, or just WTCEO.org, they have all the details on what's happening with the Deutsche Bank.
What would the proper procedure have been?
Well, first of all, the proper procedure would be to seal the whole building from the outside, go in there with huge contained vacuum cleaners where the exhaust air is, you know, triple filtered.
This is what they do in asbestos removal.
Well, I don't even know all the things, but this isn't just asbestos. Normally, asbestos is a fibrous type thing that sucks up. This thing is a super fine powder that's mixed up and reacted with all sorts of nasty stuff.
And they knew about this, but then when it came time to give money to the people for their treatment, the government blocked that.
Of course. Bush promises, leaves, and never delivers, unless it's a bomb, of course. The Deutsche Bank building is at 130 Liberty Street in Lower Manhattan. I'm reading off the thing now. If you go to her site, you can find it easily.
Yeah, Liberty Street's there on the south side.
Right. So it's 130 Liberty Street. I'll be getting it for you on the thing here. So it's not far at all.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we'll go to your calls, Mark and Ron and Jason and Eric and others here in just a few minutes. Thanks for holding. Now into the second segment of this January 24th, 2005 Monday edition. We're talking to Jimmy Walter, multimillionaire Jimmy Walter, battles Bush administration, helps Ground Zero workers, sues feds for falsifying air quality reports. People are dying because the White House and Giuliani lied. New Ground Zero, breaking news, lawsuit accuses EPA of misleading public about levels of dangerous contaminants released in the air. After destruction of Twin Towers, plaintiffs said they were sent back to work without proper protective gear, which results in exposure to asbestos, PCBs, benzene, and other known carcinogens like mercury, lead, you name it. Now, the buildings, they were all coated with asbestos, the steel beams, the insulation, because it's a great insulator. It's also very deadly. Little microscopic hooks that go into your lungs, just horrible. Now, I mean, if asbestos is bad for you if it's all sealed up, little microscopic amounts getting loose. Those buildings were pulverized. You saw that white dust cover much of lower Manhattan and even blow across into the Bronx. Just satellite photos of it, I mean, that stuff went over 60 miles. Just incredible. And Bush ordered the head of the EPA at the time to falsify the reports. That was in the news then, as I'll repeat again. The new scientists just came out with a report. They did scans of the lungs, their scientists, their doctors, of the firefighters and others, full, I mean, just laden with this stuff. People dead and dying from it. I have United Press International here in front of me. Ground Zero cleanup crews developed the cough, the WTC cough. the workers who were there, the cleanup crews, all of it. And actually, in my upcoming film, I spend a couple minutes on this and show all these news articles. So lately, I've been back at it, studying this one piece of the larger puzzle. But Jimmy makes the point that this is something, just like you go after Al Capone for income tax instead of murder, you get them on what you can get them for. But I want to just say to all the people out there listening, folks, it is an admitted fact that they knew what was happening, and they ordered the firefighters and others, don't wear breathing masks, because this will scare the public. This is insane. This shows what the globalists really think of you. It's like depleted uranium in Iraq. They use three times as much this go-around as they did in 1991. We've had the guy who wrote the book for the Pentagon, Dr. Doug Rocky, on many times. The Pentagon's own training manual say, this will kill you. This is deadly. But they send our troops to live in bases that they bombed with it just days after they took over. So very, very serious. Jimmy, why do you think the elite just almost seem to love killing even their servants?
Well, they got lots of extras. They got too many in their opinion. This guy, Maurice Strong, and other people are on record as saying, we got too many people on Earth. We need to get rid of some, you know. He didn't say exactly that, but the point of the matter is they don't care as long as they make money off of it. And that is the bottom line. If you follow the money, there's been lots and lots and lots of money made off of all of this. And the insurance companies don't want to have to pay off on health hazards. So you have to understand that this thing, it continues. At the Pentagon, remember that one single hole that punched through the nine concrete walls? The reason it did that was because it was full of depleted uranium. Christopher Bolin of the American Free Press has done a story on the increased radioactivity around the Pentagon. They even kill their own, Alex. They just don't care.
And again, for those who just joined us, if you don't know what really happened at the Pentagon, you need to research it. Jimmy?
Yes.
What specifically are you doing in trying to fund these lawsuits?
Well, I'm still looking for people who are doing it. There are already people who have lawsuits, and I've talked to them, but they're proceeding at their own pace. So I'm advertising the facts. I'm putting legal opinions on the website, and I've told anyone there who's interested to please contact me via email and tell me their story, and we'll see what we can do. I'm looking for a good criminal attorney in New York City who knows how to get the prosecutor to actually act on this case, because he's just sitting on it. And so my focus has been to stir up the criminal side as well as the civil suit side. In other words, by publishing the crimes that were committed here on my website and sending out, we're going to send out that free DVD I was talking to you about. We're going to send one out to everyone in Lower Manhattan, to 100,000 residents as closest to the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan, as well as to many of the professionals who work in Manhattan, to try to get them to understand what really happened and how they have been poisoned, and to get them to go down and file charges, criminal charges against all the people involved, because it's all documented. This is a no-brainer case.
And again, Jimmy Walter, you've spent over $3 million exposing 9/11, correct?
I'm over three and a half and still counting.
And now you're going to mail 100,000 free four-hour DVDs out to people in Lower Manhattan.
That's correct.
Boy, that's going to really stir it up, because then they're all going to go and start talking to other people. They're going to show it to folks. They're going to go file criminal charges.
But remember my story. I didn't believe it until I saw the video. And then I'm going around doing print ads. Duh, Jimmy. So, this is cheaper than all of the video ads I ran during the election in New York City. It would be cheaper to send them a DVD free by about 25% cheaper, 25% of the total cost, just to send the DVD. You can't get better bang for your buck than that.
Well, you're doing an incredible thing. Let's take some calls. They're sure to be all over the map. They've been holding forever. Mark and Jason just hung up. I was about to go to them. Let's go to Ron in Michigan. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about the gentleman who, the reporter who you're talking about in the Washington Times, they're talking about executing him.
Yes.
This reminds me of what is stated in the Patriot Act, how all news gathering is now illegal. So do you think that he's just a good guy to start with?
In Patriot Act, too, that all news gathering can be considered an intelligence operation, and they actually list the law they want to use. It's the sedition laws from 1918 is the particular law that they use here, and they're talking about Cy Hirsch, who exposed the fact that our government is already doing operations in Iran. Well, that's been in the foreign news.
Right.
For a year plus, they've been bombing and strafing and killing Syrians over the border in their country. Imagine if a foreign country was bombing us right now, what we'd do. This is happening. Cy Hirsch has reported on it, and they're so mad about him reporting on the torture, all of it, that they're saying he's an evil traitor. He needs to be executed.
Do you think if that happens, this is the first of many to come if they actually execute
him? Well, it's not going to happen. The point is, this is what they'd like to do. This is because we're hurting them, we're exposing them. They're trying to introduce the idea of torture, introduce the idea of arresting people. The deputy attorney general of California 2 years ago, Mr. Calhoun, was in the major newspaper there in Oakland, the Oakland Tribune, saying, we may just ban anti-war protests because anti-war protests aid terrorists because fighting the war aids terrorists. We may arrest you. Of course, they didn't do that. It's a chilling effect. It's meant to, and that's a Democrat doing this, by the way, folks. It's not left or right. It's about the globalist. Jimmy Walter's comments.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I was at a progressive Democratic meeting the other day, and Arianna Huffington got up and said, the reason we lost the election was we didn't have a good enough message, and we played to the independents then rather than anyone else. She did not even mention the election fraud. The Democrats are in on it, in my opinion. Kerry gave up without a fight.
You can't just rig the election unless the candidates are rigged.
Right, and the same thing before. Gore gave up without a fight. I'm fed up with them. They're certainly not fighting for us. So as far as I'm concerned, it's Corporate Party A or Corporate Party B, as Dave Von Kleist likes to call it.
Well, it is, and for listeners out there who think they're conservative, folks, George Bush is not conservative. Doubling the growth rate of government, open borders, gun control, signing on to UNESCO deals. You know, I'm sick of it. But let me just go over this since the caller mentioned it. Well, caller, do you want me to read some of this? Is Ron still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Ron, right here. Now, this is an article out of the New American that links over to the Washington Times article. I have both of them in front of me. Headline, should anti-Bush journalists be tried as spies? According to the Washington Times editorial page, Tony Blakely, investigative reporter, Seymour Hersh should be tried for espionage. Tony Blakely, editorial page editor of the Washington Times, is a walking museum. His syndicated column regularly retells Soviet-style myths of the majesty of the state and its dear leader, thoughtfully published in pedestrian English prose so as to avoid the necessity of translation. In his most recent offering, Commissar Blakely opines the investigative reporter Seymour Hersh committed espionage by publishing a detailed expose of the Bush administration's plans and preparations for war with Iran. According to Hersh, the administration has been conducting pre-war covert operations inside Iran. Those operations allegedly are being carried out through the Pentagon rather than the CIA in order to avoid congressional oversight. Citing anonymous defense and intelligence sources, Hersh predicts that as many as 10 nations might be on the list of possible U.S. targets. Well, PNAC says 63, two down, 61 to go. And then he goes and he quotes him saying, and he gives the U.S. code, Title 18 of United States Code, Section 794, and calls for the execution of Seymour Hersh. So does that answer your question, Ron?
Yes, it does.
Who was the author of that?
That was Tony Blakely, the former minion of Newt Gingrich.
Tony?
Tony.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, stay there, Jimmy. We'll come back, take more calls.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm going to get more into this later. If you go to prisonplanet.com and click on yesterday's news, there's a calendar right there. Click on the 23rd. It's the top story on the left-hand side. And should anti-Bush journalists be tried as spies? The New American wrote an article about it. Then you can link through and read the actual article by the chief of staff for Newt Gingrich, his former chief of staff. And he's one of the chiefs now at the Washington Times. He says, federal prosecutors should review the information disclosed by Mr. Hersh to determine whether or not his conduct falls in the prescribed conduct of the state. If found guilty, the accused faces death or imprisonment for any term of years or for life. Found guilty of treasonous activities by releasing information about the state. Simply talking about what's all over the foreign news. It's all over the place that, I mean, everybody who's informed knows troops have been in Iran, troops have been in Syria for a long time. I mean, they've been all over the news saying they want to go ahead and invade them. Jimmy Walter?
Well, I was just reading the article online as you were talking, Alex. First of all, it says, in time of war. Well, the United States Congress has not declared war, so the statute doesn't apply.
And well, also, this means like somebody like Benedict Arnold in a battle going and shelling out to the enemy. It doesn't mean writing a news report. We have the First Amendment.
She didn't tell. He didn't tell them where to find them. They are SEAL teams, and it's not like they're not looking for them anyway. This is not really news, if you want to know it. I mean, if you're in an Iranian government and you don't think the United States military has been penetrating you with SEAL and commando teams, you deserve to go down to the loony bin yourself. Of course they're doing it. But the fact of the matter that he's bringing this up, as you said something earlier, to scare people from doing something. I don't notice him bringing up the United States Code about Colin Powell lying about what happened, which would be the same thing here. Colin Powell gets up there in front of the UN and gives false information to respect of our position, plans, and the other thing. That would be treasonous under this section.
Listen, I'm no fan of Barbara Boxer, but she got up there a few weeks ago and just said, look, here are your quotes. You say weapons of mass destruction. You say that you never heard of plans to fly planes into buildings. Here's all the actual documents that you have that you signed off on. You didn't tell the truth. And she's like, how dare you say that? How dare you say the sun came up this morning?
Right. Well, it's that indignant anger that everybody says, oh, well, they're indignantly angry. they must be right. But malarkey, these people are deft actors.
Well, remember Rumsfeld on Face the Nation going, how dare you say I said he had weapons of mass destruction? I never said that. It's an urban legend. So they started playing clips of him saying it.
Right, I know.
I mean, these people are nuts, folks. They just think that...
Well, you know, they tell they're lying, their lips are moving all the time.
Well, you know, I have a quote here by a White House official of the New York Times. In fact, I want to dig it out later and read it, where he says, we actually make reality now. Because we are the world superpower and the world empire, it doesn't matter what's real to you. We make what's reality. We are the supreme leaders. I mean, this is getting Napoleonic, Hitlerite, cuckoo, where the leaders actually go crazy.
Did you read the inaugural address, Alex? The guy is crazy. He's stark raving mad. And then came a day of fire. And in the last phrase, I forget what it is, about we shall never give up onward and to every country across. The girl is stark raving mad.
No, he's gone over the fruitcake line. He's crossed the Rubicon. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, go ahead.
While you're on the issue of 9/11, there's one thing. It's not really related to the dust or anything, but I just want to say that one big thing about 9/11 that was just figured out sort of recently was this thing about a power down on the weekend before where engineers were walking in and out of the towers.
They had whole floors shut down in 7 and mm-hmm. Tower 1 and 2.
What better time to put demolition charges in? What better time to put demolition charges in?
Witnesses saw work crews during the evacuations. They had three evacuations doing things with the columns.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have two questions. These aren't 9/11 related. These are sort of important. Now, the problem with trying to get the truth out is a lot of people, including my family, they think that I'm completely ridiculous and nuts. Now, my question is for them and other people to hear this. How exactly do you know all this stuff to be true?
Well, because I spend my life studying it, and this is what I do, and I understand the global plan, so I know what the New World Order's up to, and I read their own documents.
All right, now, the last question, this comes from my brother. He says, what's the point of knowing if they're just going to do this stuff?
You know, stay there. I'll answer the questions, let Jimmy chime in on this on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to roll through a few more calls from Eric and Ed and Ross and John. That'll be it for this hour after we take those calls for our great guest, Jimmy Walter. We'll go to Jimmy here in a few minutes, then I want to try to answer Eric's question. But before we do that, I suggest for your friends and family, Eric, the friends and family that are laughing at you, that you get a copy of my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. We show Nero burn Rome to blame it on the Christians. We show, it's now admitted, that the Maine was blown up in 1898 by William McKinley's Navy to blame it on the Spanish to then get the Philippines and other areas. We then show World War II. It's now admitted they had prior knowledge and tied the ships all up in a line so the Japanese could attack. So help that sneak attack along. Then we have the Gulf of Tonkin. Never happened. We get into Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11. Hijack jets by remote control, crash them, bomb D.C., commit sniper attacks, blame it on foreign enemies. You can tell your dad, I mean, I'm not a betting man, but tell him put his money where his mouth is. Dad, wager me $10,000. If you want to laugh at me that Operation Northwoods doesn't exist and it wasn't the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks. But again, that type of stuff is in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Then we get into the World Trade Center where the FBI admits they cooked the bomb, trained the driver in 93. Oklahoma City admitted government bombing. 9/11. We go through all the evidence, then show you the police state being set up. I mean, give your father Police State 2000 that I made over 4 years ago. And it's even more, quote, entertaining or riveting or scary today. It's everything I claim was going to happen in that film is now mainstream news because I go off the federal plans. The globalists know most people aren't out reading federal documents. There's different tiers of information. So get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror, part two of that. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil, where you'll see Congressman Ron Paul talk about people that want world government run the Congress and the White House and how we're going to have a depression and how it's a one-world government. Get the videos, give them to your friends and family, because it'll show the documents, the news, the facts. Call toll-free, big discounts running right now on these films, and this is how we fund the radio show and my webmasters and what we do. It supports us, but they're also great films. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes of my films. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Take action today. Go to InfoWars.com. Order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Read about all the different films. The other films I carry, George Humphrey's 9/11 film, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Eric Huffman's 9/11 film and book, Painful Deceptions, Painful Questions. Get them out to people. Or give your friends and family a membership to PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month or even less for a year per month. All right. Going back to Jimmy Walter, to answer your question, Eric, this is important. You ask, you know, they say, well, how do you know? Well, how do they know? I have friends and family that make $200,000 a year. They can tell you all the baseball scores and all the football scores for the past 20 years, but they cannot find Iraq in a map, on a map. They do not know who the Macedonian world conqueror was. They do not know where Adolf Hitler, you know, came to power, how he came to power. They don't know about what an oligarchy is versus a plutocracy versus a republic. And they're shocked when you talk to them. If you're out to dinner with these people, and they're intelligent, but they're not focused on this. It's like you're speaking another language. When you talk to them, they think you're showing off because you're involved in the real world. And in world politics, and in what's really interesting, what the real game is that all the elite play. And so, I mean, I've had debates with professors that, and I'm not that smart, folks, but I study this. I'm really into it. I have a passion for it. That's why I'm able to learn so much about it. I talk to professors. I talk to professors of anthropology that don't know as much about anthropology as I know because I read books about anthropology. To them, it's just a job. You know, we're out playing racquetball all day. It's about learning the minimum. And so your family laughs at you because you know about government-sponsored terrorism. On September 10th, there was an AP article where the Pentagon put out a report and said, we don't need to send troops to Palestine because the Israelis are apt to kill them and blame it on the Palestinians. They're experts at this. You know, there's a Pentagon report saying this, and I'm not saying the Israelis were behind 9/11. I'm just using that as an example. London Guardian, they caught the German government with MI6 creating Nazi groups in Germany in the 60s as an excuse to take the general public's free speech. Okay, does this answer your question, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been ranting forever. Jimmy Walter, comments?
The point is that the people out there are not aware. There's a joke, since you brought this up. Alexander the Great, Napoleon, and Attila the Hun are looking down on modern times. Alexander says, if I'd only had machine guns, I could have conquered all of India. Attila says, if I'd only had tanks, I could have conquered all of Europe and Africa. Napoleon says, if I'd only had Fox News, no one would have known I lost in Russia. So that's what we're up against. The media is the problem. Even now, the election fraud never even surfaced nationwide and was up and out as a some sort of unpolite sideshow by the Democrats. And that poor Barbara Boxer is the only woman, who's only person who stood up on the election fraud. And I think whatever her other faults, she should be applauded on this.
And again, folks, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm known more as a conservative. That's the stance I actually take. It's not rhetoric. And it's true. Kerry won Ohio. He won New Mexico. Mr. Blackwell stole the election. They didn't count 400,000 challenge ballots. And there was no discussion. Kerry didn't say a word about it. No discussion. But look, look, then your family will say, well, I watched this film, and it's all mainstream news and bills and documents. Yeah, it's the back of the news wire that the CIA was running drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at 8:30 in the morning. And what they don't tell you in that article is we broke that story here, and they tried to get out ahead of it after we did and take control of it and spin it. So your family says, well, you know, this is in the news. No, there are lots of good AP and Reuters reporters. I've had them tell me, oh, man, this story's true. I want to report it. I have all the facts, but they won't let me run it. Or if they do run it, no newspaper picks it up. See, we go get the stuff you never heard about. Or we go get the PNAC documents where Dick Cheney says we need to have terror attacks to get the people behind our war. You know, we go read Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, where he says to have a world empire and to keep control of the slaves, he calls us slaves, we've got to have helpful Pearl Harbor event for imperial mobilization. They said, we're going to have terror attacks, and you're going to be our slaves, and we're going to use you to invade the world. That's what a Napoleon or a Hitler does. They grab control of a country and then use it as an engine of empire. Jimmy?
The fact of the matter is that the whole 9/11 was a masterful psychological attack. The two planes that hit downtown took off at at the same time, but they hit just enough distance and time between them so the news trucks could sit there and set up, just like the daggum movie. And then the next attack, so that it was like being in a boxing ring. First they hit you in the head with one, then you're getting a little back, they hit you again, you're getting a little back, they hit you again. Finally, you don't know which way is up. And you start believing whatever they tell you because these are the authorities and we're under attack. So the whole thing has been a tremendous psychological exercise. The reason they used dynamite on the World Trade Towers is because they knew merely hitting them wouldn't be enough of a shock. They had to collapse.
They had to get everybody watching and then see these symbols of American power collapse.
It's just like that movie Washington and or the one with Dustin Hoffman. Both of the movies, it's the tail is wagging the dog here.
Yeah, stop right there. In fact, since you mentioned that, I know we have the clip from A Long Kiss Goodnight, or just type into the search engine, The Long Kiss, and I'm talking to the board op right now, the great, really a producer, he does so much work. Type in The Long Kiss Goodnight, PrisonPlanet.com into Google. The page will pop up, a 1997 movie where they've got him chained down in the bottom of the World Trade Center, and they say, we're going to blow up the World Trade Center. We tried to do it in 93, but it didn't come down, so now we're going to blow it up for martial law and weapons funding. I mean, it's in movies, and the movie mentions the real thing that happened. Did you know I talked to the Lone Gunman / X-Files star, Jimmy?
It's also in the PNAC documents. How much more clear can you be? We need a Pearl Harbor type event.
Well, listen, at my door shows up Dean Haglund a month ago, you know, the star of the X-Files and Lone Gunman. And he says, Alex, I think the CIA planted that. He goes, I know they were planning stuff on us, planning scripts. And when I talked to the writers, they said, yeah, we think this was planted on us 6 months before they shoot it, 3 months before it airs, where the government says we're hijacking a jet to fly to the World Trade Center to declare martial law and invade Afghanistan. So, Jimmy, the question is, why do they throw it in our face on top of it?
Because they are nothing but utter contempt for us. They're laughing at us. They're saying, we don't care, you can't figure it out, and if you do, you can't do doodly squat.
Say what, here's that clip from The Long Kiss Goodnight. We'll get a final comment from Eric, then speed to these calls. Here's The Long Kiss Goodnight. Here it is, folks.
Fundraiser?
1993.
World Trade Center bombing, remember? During the trial, one of the bombers claimed the CIA had advanced knowledge. The diplomat who issued the terrorist visa was CIA. It's not unthinkable they paved the way for the bombing, purely to justify a budget increase.
You're telling me that you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to scare some money out of Congress?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hennessy, I have no idea how to fake killing 4,000 people. So we're just going to have to do it for real. Oh, blame it on the Muslims, naturally. Then I get my funding. Good night, old girl. Timothy, I'll be in chopper one.
And, you know, we can't just stop there. I know we've got about 10 clips, but find the specific one on my website. You've actually got it in the computer. Grab the one in the computer from the lone gunman where he explains, why are they hijacking the jet to fly at the World Trade Center? And he explains. Jimmy, they like to flaunt it, don't they?
They do. And I was saying earlier, I think the Democrats are in on it. I was at a progressive Democratic event in Los Angeles over the weekend, and Arianna Huffington got up there, and she said, there are two reasons we lost the election. One, we played to the undecided, and two, our message wasn't good enough. Not a thing about the election fraud. It's like it never happened. It was our fault we lost, not election fraud. They're all in on it, Alex. At this point, I just have come over to the other side on this issue with you.
Well, it's the facts. Let's play this lone gunman clip. Here it is.
We know it's a war game scenario, and it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is it important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
If some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The man who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Dating the entire government, as usual.
It's a faction. A small faction. For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them?
That's what it looks like.
What does what like?
Modem protocol.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
Bogey, sir. Keep your course.
I need to know our flight plan.
I'm mapping the data now.
Tell the flight crew, you know, they had a Philips TV ad in 2000 where two F-16s bomb the World Trade Center. They fly over, drop two bombs, and then it goes, Philips, changing your world. Wonder why they do that, Jimmy.
they just have no respect for us. I was reading the Bush's inaugural address. And it just, the guy's raving cred. Like he says, mindful of the consequential times in which we live and determined to fill the oath. Duties are defined not by my words, but by history. And then there came a day of fire. For as long as whole regions of the world simmer resentment and tyranny, ideologies that feed hatred and excuse murder, read Islam, communism, Iraqi freedom fighters, and cross the most defended borders. We can't keep you safe. Be afraid. Be afraid. This guy, in his inaugural address, is unbelievably only
one. But then, Jimmy, you track who's funding the real Muslim terror groups. It's LCIA to CIA.
We started Bin Laden.
Finish up, Eric, what you were saying.
I now have my dad on the phone with me, and what you were saying before about showing them Road to Tyranny, I like that movie. I believe that, but, like, I was watching it one time, and my brother was in the room, and he said, oh, that's just a bunch of
Yeah, please don't use expletives.
He said that's a bunch of liberal crap to get at gullible people like me.
Yeah, I'm liberal because I'm against Bush wanting to sign the assault weapons ban, and I'm against Alberto Gonzalez, who's for abortion. I mean, I'm not going to sit here. Look, I can't. Is that your dad right there?
DVD. Won't cost him a dime. Go to my site. If he'll watch that DVD and say it's the same thing, I'll eat my head.
Well, I want to ask his father something. I mean, does Operation... Stay there. We'll come back and talk to your dad. Does Operation Northwoods exist? Does he know about Hitler and the Reichstag? Does he understand problem, reaction, solution? I mean, I'm sorry the real world's scary, but I can't change that. All I can do is fight the evil. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Eric's dad wouldn't come on and defend his ideas, and that's too bad. All we do is cover the facts here on this broadcast. I wish it wasn't true. You know, Jimmy, how do you think somebody like that deals with Operation Northwoods? I mean, we have the government explaining how they want to carry out terror attacks using airplanes, how they want to blame it on enemies, how killing Americans will cause a helpful wave of indignation, anger, that's a quote. And then I've had people argue with me and go, that isn't a real document when it's ABC News, Baltimore Sun. We have the document. The National Security Archives has it posted. Jimmy?
Denial is not just a river in Egypt. These people, they cannot believe their government is that bad, or they feel they can't do anything about it, and they just give up. And
well,
they
always say something this big, you couldn't cover it up, you couldn't hide it. They haven't. It's an orgy of evidence. It's sloppily done.
They won't look at it, and the mainstream media doesn't touch it.
Well, they call you a conspiracy theorist and attack you for an hour on CNN. Then they have a poll, and 90% say the government's involved.
Right, and then they quickly take that poll off the Internet.
Yeah, so we're all a bunch of kooks here.
Well, take a look at New York City. 66% of New Yorkers want the investigation reopened, and the New York Times would not print the poll results.
The
I had to buy a full-page ad to get the poll results in the New York Times.
Let's take a call here. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air with our guest, Jimmy Walters.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, thank you very much for getting the word out. And that was just very admirable of you to put out that monetary value to get the word out. And I really appreciate that. And
Jimmy Walters, the real deal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I'd like to know, where are those guys, those firefighters that were talking about how they... they heard that they just ducked and ran and heard these explosions going on.
Well, I've got them all on video and I've got them in the news, but I've called them at home and they go, Mr. Jones, I'm aware of your work. I love my family.
Yeah.
I've been told not to talk to you. In fact, they were ordered by Bloomberg that they would be fired if they did, and a national security order was put in. Jimmy?
The same thing. Dave von Kleist, other people like him have tried to get these firefighters on the show.
And
at the last minute, they always cancel out.
You know, Anthony Hilder had that same thing, and he was talking about how they how that FEMA director was that you have it on tape too, right, Alex? That FEMA guy.
Well, he said they were there the night before, and then that was denied by the government. Then Giuliani slipped up. See, these guys are human beings. They make and goes, oh yeah, we were having a drill that morning. Luckily, of Tripod 2, and it moved the emergency center out of Building 7. Luckily, the night before.
Well, their fait accompli was carried out with meticulous, like a fine tooth tool. And they brought it to a point where people are just they're so complacent now that they just take it for fact.
Well, I want to add
this. Whatever they say.
Some so-called leaders of the 9/11 movement have been telling us, give up, you can't win, there's nothing you can do.
Oh, man.
That is a bunch of garbage. We are winning. Jimmy?
I'm with you, Alex. And even if we're not, as they said in the last chapter of Lord of the Rings, we cannot win, but we will fight nonetheless. I'm not going to give up this country to these thugs, to these terrorists, the real terrorists, without a fight. And we are getting the word out, and the people, I've gotten people said, no way. And you get them to watch that video, and they say, oh, my God.
Well, Jimmy, it is so surreal for me to watch the people who were behind 9/11 stand there at Ground Zero, act like our saviors, knowing they're getting rid of our Bill of Rights, knowing they're lying about everything, knowing these are cold-blooded, psychopathic killers, and
mad
they have
murderers.
To, on top of it, it's not like it's just some killer that murdered and got away and we don't know where they're at. They have to stand up there in front of us. It's sick.
Unbelievable.
That they have no conscience at all. It's a game. I mean, why is no senator, why is no representative other than Mark Dayton stepped up to the plate on this? And what has happened to Mark Dayton? I haven't heard about him. Have they killed him yet?
Unbelievable. Thanks for the call. Jimmy Walter, fire out your website for folks.
Reopen911.org. Go there. The bottom of the page is the link for a free DVD over 4 hours on this, including Alex Jones stuff.
Hey, well, free. Just stay there. Well, a little bit longer.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Jimmy Walter spent $3.5 million in TV, radio, and print ads exposing government involvement in 9/11. Now he's spending even more of his money in downtown Manhattan with trying to...
We had a dome that the air...
Just keep a few more minutes here, but I wanted to get some more of your calls out of the way for Jimmy, who I appreciate joining us so long. Let's talk to Ross in Ohio, then John in Ohio. Ross, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to mention to any of the listeners that I have three executive orders, Executive Order 11,000, 11,002, and 11,004. 11,000 provides for the mobilization of all civilians into work brigades under the government supervision. 11,002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons, and 11,004 provides for Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations and populations. I just wanted to tell people about these. I have all these and the complete text of these executive orders documented on my website I just put up. Is it okay if I mention it?
Yeah, go ahead.
The website is www.therevolutionist.tk. That's therevolutionist.tk.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Jimmy?
Yes, sir?
You know, these executive orders, I have the Senate hearings from 86 where they were talking about a secret plan for martial law then after terror attacks. I mean, they've had this plan for a long time.
Well, Alex, let's look at not just where they've been, but where they must be going. We know that they want total control. We know that they're expert at terrorist attacks. And we also know that the next big terrorist attack in the United States, the Constitution is toast, as Tommy Franks has told us. So, in my opinion, it's only a matter of time until they do, until they pull something, and it has to be bigger and badder than the last one. So... I'm very afraid for this country.
I agree. John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a number of things. But first, you know, Mark Twain once said that many Americans, he was speaking about the Spanish-American War and the lies that were used by the media and the government to manipulate opinion. And he said...
I've never met before. And he looked over at the wall and was like, oh...
And, you know, I think that this Eric should check out sources like globalresearch.ca, 911truth.org, and others, because you get the media is considered the mother's milk of by many people when it's actually a rattlesnake. It's a poisonous rattlesnake. And I think that, you know, you have this attitude that they try to...
For this particular molecule.
China, Iraq, Iran... CIA, Al-Qaeda, Cuba, or whatever, just constant conspiracy if it's on the hit list of the CIA or their Pentagon to attack. But if you say that the people in this government that have perpetrated these crimes around the world are engaged in conspiracy, you must be nuts. And, you know, I think people have got – I think we should start taking names of people like Michael Savage and this Tony Blakely, who are the real treasonous traitors – and we should have a People's God tribunal to decide their punishment for dragging us into unprovoked, unconstitutional wars, acts of wars secretly conducted against countries like Iran and Syria, and we should have them put on the griddle rather than the other way around. And I believe that the Democrats are, as Jimmy says, are equally responsible. I think these neocons said, even when they find out that we lied to them, the Democrats, the Republicans, and the corporate media will say, we've got to stay in Iraq, we've got to stay the course, and all of this kind of...
I hear you. Let me get a final comment from Jimmy Walter on the other side, then we're going to jump into some other news. PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, for the last hour and 20 minutes, we've been talking to Jimmy Walter, who's run $3.5 million worth of TV, radio, and print ads around the country exposing government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11. Now he's helping expose and fund lawsuits, and I know we're on three stations in upstate New York, where a lot of the victims of the fallout's families live, so contact him and tell him about Jimmy's website and what he's doing, because he certainly does what he says he's going to do, my friends. Concerning all the asbestos and mercury and the rest of it from those towers, and how the government covered it up and blocked funding to the firemen and the police and many others, just the citizens, period. So Jimmy's been on about that and a whole host of other 9/11 issues. Jimmy, I want to thank you for coming on the show with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me, and keep promoting your work. You really are doing a great job, and keep this health issue in front of them, because there's no way they can dodge us. They can't say Arabs or hijackers caused them to lie about that poisonous air.
Absolutely. And the website one more time?
Go to reopen911.org and get your free DVD down at the bottom of the page about what it's all about. Thank you, Alex.
All right, Jimmy. Take care.